So let's see. Last time we talked about frogs and things. Do you have any name for a wild one that grows up in the wild?
A wild what hog, a pig, a boar. A wild boar.
Okay. And do you know what a calf, what kind of noise a calf makes when it's being weaned?
Well, it's not a moo, it's something like a little, it's something like a cry.
Okay. Do you have any other?
No, that's all I'm familiar with.
Okay, and what kind of noise does a cow make?
A mooing sound. Yeah.
Can you demonstrate?
Moo.
Okay. What about the noise that a horse makes?
Something like a laugh. Yeah.
Okay. If you've got a whole bunch of horses and cows and mules and so forth, and when they get hungry, say you'd have to go out and
feed them.
Okay. Feed
them. Feed the animals or feed the horses.
Okay. Do you have one word that talks about all of them besides animals?
Feed the livestock. Yeah.
Okay. If you're going to feed the hens, turkeys, and geese and all that, do you have any one name for all those? You'd say I'm going to feed the
fowl.
Okay. A hen on a nest of eggs is called a
Hat. On a nest of eggs.
Hen.
Oh, a hen. It's called it's a hen. A mother, a rooster. Not a rooster. A hen.
Okay. What is the place where chickens live?
A coop.
Okay.
Chicken coop.
Can you describe it?
It's a box with several different spaces in it with an oval-shaped wire on the front, covering all front boxes of this, you know, the doors. And well, most of the time it's wooden on the back, but sometimes the whole coop is surrounded in a mesh wire.
Okay, now do all kinds of chickens live there, or is it for only a certain time?
Well, I don't know, it's quite what kind of farm you have. As far as I'm familiar with, some farmers just roost hens in one coop and roosters in the next coop. But some of them, when they get ready to mate them, they just mix them up in the same coops.
Oh, okay.
And turn them loose.
Okay. If you're eating a chicken, sometimes little kids like to get this bone that they can...
The drumstick? Drumstick?
This is a bone.
Oh, the wishbone.
Yeah, okay. And what happens if you get a certain part? What does that mean?
Well, a long part. I mean, you should get your wish. The sharp part, you lose.
Okay. Do you have a name for the inside parts of a chicken that you eat?
Yeah, I like the breast.
No, how about the insides, like the liver and the heart?
Yeah, just the liver. I don't mess with the hearts and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Just the liver.
Okay, do you have a name for all the inside parts?
No, I'm not familiar with them.
Okay. What about the intestines of a hog? Do you have a name for that?
Chillings.
Okay. Now, if it's time to feed the stock and do the chores, you'd say that it's...
Feeding time.
Okay. Do you know any calls to cows to get them to stand still while you're milking them?
I don't know. No. Just stop. Be still. Pet them. Most people do. Just pet them while they're milking them. Talk sweet to them.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to work.
How do you talk sweet to a cow?
It's like you're talking to a girl, I guess.
Oh, that's insane.
Yeah, just control yourself.
Okay. Do you know any calls to calves?
Oh, it should be the same, you know.
Okay. Now what would you say to a horse to make them turn left or right?
Well, to my knowledge, you know, you wouldn't say anything to a horse to make them turn left or right. You should pull the left ring for a left turn, the right ring for a right turn.
Okay.
Both rings for a stop, but when they stop, they used to say whoa.
And if you want to get them to go?
Giddy up.
Okay. Do you know any calls to pigs?
Nah.
Okay. How about to sheep?
No, I'm not familiar with them.
To chickens? How would you call chickens?
Chick, 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 chick.